Let freedom clean. Let freedom clean.
Hey, John, do you like soaps?
Love it.
Do you love our military?
Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, man, do I have a company for you. Hero Soap Company.
Oh, you mean the all-natural, no chemicals, fragrances, or dyes?
Oh, that's the one.
No parabens found in many mainline soaps. Parabens, according to the FDA, are found in breast biopsies with cancer and cause male reproductive issues.
Oh, no!
What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. And with every subscription, this purchase will donate one soap. So that means when you get a soap, they send a soap overseas to our troops. Gives them some peppermint cool to tingle their nuts for the first time during their deployment. And a portion of sales also go to Operation Finally Home, which helps build homes for veterans in need.
Subscribe and get soap straight to your door every month, hassle-free and contract-free.
And for right now, Hero Soaps is having our fans get 10% off their purchase when you use the promo code BIGFOOT. That's right, guys. 10% off when you use the promo code BIGFOOT at checkout.
So, BIGFOOT, if you get a subscription, you get to donate to some troops in need.
Oh, yeah. Let freedom clean, guys.
Damn. There go BIGFOOT. What about BIGFOOT?
What about him?
BIGFOOT.
What about him?
Welcome to another episode of What About Bigfoot, the only show that's going to need a beer and a shot. This episode is going to be scary. I'm your host, dude, and scaring you today is
Jay.
This is a show about conspiracy theories, not conspiracy theories, assassination, not assassination, goblin, ghouls, warlock, wizards, witches, ghosts, anything you seem awesome. This is what we're doing. And take us there, man. Where are we going?
This is one of the spookier ghost stories of all time, especially in the Hispanic, Spanish, Mexican culture. This one's been around. This is something that all of our parents tell us. Also some sort of a boogeyman, some sort of little kind of, stay at home, don't go out too late, don't go too far type shit, This one is La Llorona.
Oh, shit. And before we go any further, everyone grab your holy water, grab your crucifix, call your mother's priest to give you a prayer before you start this shit.
Okay, so La Llorona is Spanish for weeping woman or the crying woman, The story's been around since around the 16th century when the Spanish conquistadors, came around into Mexico. There's multiple variations of how the story got to be where it was, but basically it's the same gist of it. I'm going to give you all stories and just, we can maybe decide which one's our favorite. All the stories, there's all this one woman named Maria. She falls in love with this man, has two sons. Eventually the man falls out of love with her and is more intrigued with the sons, than her. And he ends up cheating on her. She finds out. She ends up drowning her kids in the river, right? And then drowning herself. So she kills her kids, kills herself, and then she's dead now, right? So she's trying to get into the gates of heaven, but they won't let her into heaven unless she has the souls of her two boys. So they send her back down to look for her boys for all of eternity. Basically, so that's why, the legend is that there's this lady in a white veil kind of, dress that like walks amongst, ditches and rivers looking, for her sons. So that's just like, I remember when I was a kid, that was like the scariest shit ever. And I grew up behind ditches, both of my first two houses, growing up all had ditches behind it. So I was like, I was legit scared of this shit growing up. So, this is a big one,
pissing my pants.
Like I said, like all these other stories are all kind of like that same concept of it, but just like a little bit different. So like I said, the legend is like this lady Maria, she was,
Maria.
Yeah, no, it's all the same lady, So, there's also this one other story. That she, she meets this man, they fall in love, they have kids. He's, more into the kids again than her. He falls out of love with her. He ends up meeting another woman. She gets mad. She kills the kids. She kills herself again, right? So after she like killed the kids, a demon comes up, right? And a demon knowing that what she just did, and also knowing that her son's souls made it into heaven, made her a compromise that if she can find the souls of her sons, that she could get into heaven. But the demon, knowing that the souls of her sons are in heaven already, it has her basically trapped here for eternity, looking for the souls of her kids. Well, I mean, hey.
Okay, I take that back. I'm on the side of the demon. I would trick that bitch too. She killed her kids, and she killed herself with old-fashioned murder suicide. They're in heaven. He's like, yeah, I would trick this bitch too. I would trick her too. I would do it.
Yeah, I mean that's being a demon. That is kind of a dark thing, but it also is like she kind of deserves it. You know what I mean?
So, I'm not always this type of demons, but this case.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You did right this time. You did a right demon thing.
Fuck this Maria chick. That's so messed up. You know what I mean? It's like your kids, and you're just gonna kill them because you're like out of anger because your husband cheated on you or whatever.
Your husband loves your kids more than you.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck this motherfucker. I'm the one that gives him the good pee. All right, these kids don't do nothing for him. I clean.
Yeah,
I can make two other ones just like this. It's over.
Yeah. I think it's, it's just weird that for whatever reason, the father falls out of love and meets a new lady, and then she's like blind anger and just goes and is like, what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill your kids. I mean, our kids, but, his.
No, they're your kids now. They're your kids now, Michael.
They're dead. Michael. Probably like Santiago or something, but
he's a Michael.
Another variation, this one's a little bit more detailed, but another variation is that the Maria, growing up in this village, a small village, she was the most beautiful, and she was known for her beauty and her grace. So that was kind of, she was just like this gorgeous, young woman, who like everybody was attracted to, right? There's a very wealthy kind of like nobleman who was traveling through. That was kind of his business. He was traveling, I don't know, whatever the hell he did. But he was very rich. He had some money. He was driving through the village, and he fell in love with her at first sight, like stopped in his tracks. And it was like immediately proposed to her. And she immediately said yes. So she was
obviously, if a stranger comes into town, all right, you're you. A stranger comes into town and goes, took my breath away. Will you marry me? Yeah. No question asked.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much information they got from each other, but hopefully they got a name.
he put some sweet talks in there, some sweet nothings, and wooed her. She's a small town girl. He's a big city guy. He's done this one too many times.
Yeah, so they actually, they found love, they got married, they had these two boys, but because of his job, he was a traveling, a businessman, that he wasn't around often, and when he was around, he was more interested in the kids than he was in her. So, eventually, with her getting older, life moving on, she wasn't as beautiful anymore. It said that this guy actually brought around another young lady that he was now very fond of. So after that whole incident, she was in a blind rage, as she was in the other stories. Took her kids to the river, drowned her kids, and herself, and now is set to look for her kids for eternity. And but in this one kind of says a little more that this one is that the fact that she can't find her kids is that she is kidnapping other people's kids. So that's kind of where this boogeyman thing comes in, right? So this is where this whole like don't go out too late, don't go by the water, is that this lady is actually going to steal your kids and drown your kids because she can't find her own.
excited. She's crying. You're crying like, oh shit, Pedro, we gotta get the fuck out of here, homie. They're like, no. They're like, we're fine. Then drowned. You're drowned because she's like crying.
Pedro, we gotta get the fuck out of here, homie. That's the little son or what? Yeah.
That means something's happened to them. I need to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I shouldn't be around none of that.
I'm fucking flying out of there. This bitch didn't get me because I'm a little scaredy cat. I'm running away.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought it was interesting that there's these three different stories. You know, I felt like the one that I heard growing up was kind of a mixture of all of them. I was always told that she would like wandered the riverbanks or whatever, looking for her kids and would take your ass.
Always crying. I was told that she was crying because she felt bad.
Yeah. She was crying. She's like, in Spanish, she's like, "Where are my boys? I can't find my boys." Yeah. Exactly. So. This is something, you know, I mean, that she brought upon herself, you know, I mean, maybe even in a jealous rage or whatever, this is still something you should have do ever. And, she kind of brought this, you know, curse or whatever upon herself. So it's just something I don't feel bad for.
No way, shape, or form in all these stories is this bitch a good person.
Yeah, I know. Maybe she was beautiful, but that's about it. You know what I mean?
She was hot. She was hot. She got some clips dumped in her. She had a couple kids and she got jealous. And it's like, you're wrong. You're wrong in all this. I agree with the demon. I want to go with the demon one. I want to mix the demon one with her drowning people because I like the scariness of it. But the demon one was all 100% right on to curse this bitch.
Yeah, see, like, the demon one is one that I wasn't aware of, so that was kind of cool, you know, doing some research on that, hearing that, I know that a demon actually tricked her into staying here. Yeah. So like, you know, the whole point of it is she's a terrible lady, you know what I mean? I think that's kind of, you know, that's kind of one of the stories, which is like kind of like, hey, maybe don't kill your kids. And then the other one, it's kind of like, hey, maybe don't go by the riverbanks too late either, because that's, you know, it's pretty scary too.
Yeah, because she'll kill you.
So I think there's two positives they're trying to string out, you know, into there. I mean, not positives of the story, but they're trying to, you know, keep you away from the negatives, I guess is more where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
sorry to all the other kids that she's drowned. Sorry about that. She's an asshole for that one. But just if you hear anyone crying, don't be stupid. Don't be a hero. Run away.
Especially in a white veil dress or anything by, you know, a ditch, a lake, a river.
What are you doing by a ditch and a lake anyway?
Probably.
2020. Go fucking play your Switch, you asshole.
stay inside. You know, the La Llorona says so.
Yeah, coronavirus does. I'll be doing by the river. Business has gone downhill thanks to this pandemic.
I was always very interested in this one, and we wanted to do this one since we had our guest appearance on Big Beefin. You know, we even talked about doing the La Llorona. So I'm finally, you know, I'm glad we finally got to get around to doing it. This is one that we learned about. I mean, I'm assuming, you know, me and you both learned about it as young children. This is something that I'm sure everybody in our state knows about and surrounding states are aware of.
This one was up there with Bloody Mary. Like, you heard about it in school. You heard about it with people. You heard about it in your family. Like, so everyone just, it's one of those ones that you just know about. Like, you don't have to do no research because, you know, word of mouth got to you.
Yeah, I mean, I even remember learning about this like in elementary school. You know what I mean? Just because it was so like Hispanic culture. You know, it's a culture like phenomenon kind of story. You know what I mean? It should be passed down. You know what I mean? Because it is like our form of the boogeyman, basically.
Yeah, I heard this one in elementary school, and then I heard go do Bloody Mary and a. Mirror, and then those are the two I heard as a third grader.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, this is something that I remember, like reading books on, and our teacher being like, "Oh yeah, there's this lady, you know what I mean, La Llorona, don't go." And then I was like, you know, I ain't trying to go by this ditch behind my house. I'm going to stay in the front yard.
Yeah, stay in the front yard, gay and dark, ditches. You know what they say about snitches? They end up in ditches. I don't want to go nowhere near there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely terrifying. Just so you know, we have the big question coming up, and I'm not sure how we're going to spin this one. So I'm going to ask you, how about that? What about Bigfoot?
What about Bigfoot? Bigfoot's like, Bigfoot's trying to console her at first. He's like, she's at the rivers, you know, he's over there by the rivers, probably drinking some water. And she comes up all crying, oh, miss, that's Bigfoot. So Bigfoot, you know, fluid in all the languages, like, mira, tus hijos no más. He's like, and he's trying to be like a counselor, like, let her, like, grieve and stuff, but she don't want to hear it. She don't want to hear it at all. She just wants to, you know, she just wants to be sad and be upset. That's all she wants to do.
I think maybe this Maria lady, you know, I mean, Bigfoot was there by the creek or whatever, and then she came up, she's like, hey, help me look for my sons real quick. And he was like, okay, you know what I mean? After a certain amount of time, it's like, yo, why the fuck are we looking in the water for your kids? Like, they're probably dead by now. And he's like, she's like, oh yeah, I drowned him. And he's like, oh my goodness, you fucking drowned your own kids? Oh my god.
Otra Maria, or this one, Bigfoot was trying to help her, and she's like, I'm in the river somewhere. He dived down, and she fucking tried to drown Bigfoot.
Holy shit, she's holding him underwater. And that's why there's no more Bigfoots, or?
And you know, he breaks free, and he's like, what the fuck's your deal? He said, me hosting, like, shut up, and they have a big fight. And Bigfoot's like, everyone stay away from the river. This is a crazy bitch.
So maybe Bigfoot's the one that created the story, even, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, just don't even go out there.
Don't even go out there. I need to tell, you know, I don't like humans, but I need to tell them because this bitch crazy.
Because this bitch cuckoo.
Yeah, this bitch cuckoo can chew, and Bigfoot ain't about that.
Okay, I think we actually spun it a little bit better than I thought we were going to spin it. I'm just glad, you know, we actually got to do this episode. Just because, you know, we just have to just have some historical culture value to us, you know. This is
like, we know about it.
This is something even probably more popular than Bigfoot in our area, you know. Or, you know,
yeah.
Everything is short of Roswell, because Roswell, you know, is New Mexican based, but
yeah, this is I think it's better, it's more known than any alien thing ever.
Yeah, especially in our home base, you know.
Yeah. But you know, it's not, this, but I'm gonna say, you know, it's not weeping over its children dying. This podcast. That was a bad one. You know, it's not bad. This podcast, guys. Listen to us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Listen to us on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a comment below. We're on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, IG. Our email is whataboutbigfoot@gmail.com. Leave us suggestions. We'll do your suggestion, guys. You guys got a regional one like us, like the La Llorona. Let us know, and we'll do it for you guys. Thanks to Hero Soap Company for sponsoring this video. Thank you to Anchor for sponsoring this video. Thank you guys for listening to us. I'm your host, Dude. He's
Jay.
And this is, you gotta ask yourself each and every week, what about?